Okay, happy new month, happy November, happy the first month before the last month, you know, the month before the last month of the year, the first day in the second to the last month. So happy November, whatever that was supposed to mean though. Yes, someone was saying, I don't have to say happy new month, I can just say good morning or happy new day, you know. Because every day is a new day. So whether it's a new month or a new year or your birthday, it's still another day. But it's not just another day. It is really another day. It's a special day because it's another day, a new day. There has never been a November 1, 2022. This is the first of its kind. And it's not going to happen again. You see? So it's a special day. Welcome on board. My name is Constance Mega, and if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. If today happens to be your marriage anniversary, happy marriage anniversary, or whatever anniversary it is for you. Have a good one, all right? Okay, so let's see. We're going to talk about defections among Nigerian politicians. It is something that we have embraced it? Is this something that we have come to just agree that it is our norm? It is now our normal. So let's just talk about defections among politicians in Nigeria. Excuse me. Because it seems when it comes to the Nigerian politics, there is just, it's just different. It's just amazing. People can be in a particular political party, push the cause of this political party, make all the noise, you know, persuade even other people to join, carry the matter of that political party on their head, and then one day, boom, they're off. And not just because something terrible happened or because there was some kind of drastic change in the political party. No. Maybe they're not going to get the ticket of that party, so they move. So we'll have that conversation from now. After the commercials, though, do not go anywhere. I'll be right back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back, 27 minutes past 12, and this is still The Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. All right, so we are discussing defections among Nigerian politicians. All right, so the thing is, when it comes to defections, globally, actually, politicians have a right to move from one party to another one if they feel that maybe their ideologies and their beliefs are no longer being met by that party. All right? But when it comes to Nigeria, we have seen defections happen for very flimsy reasons. For even what you would call no just cause. Yes, we have seen that happen. And then we've also seen defections happen for very cogent reasons. See, people, maybe politicians leave a particular political party and you're like, yes, that's good. Let him not stay there and waste his political career. Let him move, I beg. Those people are not serious. We've seen that happen, right? So the wave of defections usually happens during an electioneering period, you know, that period leading up to the elections. That's when we see it happen. And yes, of course, as the norm is, we have seen that happen this period. We've seen politicians move from party A to party B to party C to party D. They have been moving. And most times, just as I've mentioned, their defections or their cross-carpeting from one party to another is, you know, just for their personal gains and not necessarily for the interest of their constituents. Yeah? So this is what I'm actually asking right now. Because I've also mentioned that some people leave a particular political party to another one for good reasons. But usually, you know what we see happen when it comes to defections. All right? Another thing is that defections can actually cause some problems. Yes. Imagine a particular politician leave a party. Someone who is very popular in a particular political party, and then he leaves that party and moves to another party. So he moves with his own supporters. So that particular political party where he was before, where he was a member before, they lose people, they lose membership. Right? And that's not a good thing for that party. So they start struggling to build up again, to make up for that particular what's it called now? Is it a space or vacuum that has been created? Vacuum, that's the word. And then another thing that might happen is that they might heat up the polity. Yes. Because then we have people who are aggrieved. Not just those who have left because maybe they were aggrieved. You also have people who are aggrieved because someone they did not expect to leave leaves. And then the person leaves with so many people as well. So there is anger somewhere. And then in a quest to make sure that this person who has left will not make it wherever it is he has gone to, trouble starts. So, I'm asking, what is the good thing about defecting to another political party? Maybe you're not a politician. Maybe as an electorate, you have observed over time and you have seen, well, this and that are some of the good things I actually see with regards to maybe this person and that person and that person defecting to another political party. Or maybe to the country, for the country as well. What good actually comes out? That is, if any, for you though, what good do you think comes out of defections or from defections? Now, a lot of people frown at the level at which our politicians defect to other political parties. And I've heard people say there should be a law of some sort to discourage defections. People should stop cross-carpeting, moving up and down anyhow. It's hurting it's hurting the economy. It's hurting our integrity. It's hurting a lot of things. So let's discourage it. So I'm asking, do you think a law actually should be made, should be enacted to discourage defections? And then if yes, what should be the limit that this law should set? What kind of limits should this law set? Is it that nobody should ever defect to any political party after they have fully joined another one? Or if you have stayed up to, you can't defect to another political party until you have stayed up to a certain number of years or whatever. So what limits should this law set? And then how does defections affect electioneering and elections? That's another question I'm asking. All right. And the last one I'm asking has to do with you personally. Have you ever had to leave a cause that you once believed in? Something that you held dear? Could be an organization. It could be a church. Whatever cause it was, Have you ever had to leave? How did it go for you? What made you leave? All right, let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. And then you can send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. I'm also taking your messages on Facebook and on Twitter. So you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH, and you can also drop a comment on our Facebook page at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. All right, we have Dakuku from Okeche. Hello, Dakuku.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dakuku. Please go ahead.
So let me tell you, for this of defection, jumping from another party to another party, some people have a reason, and some don't have a reason. Because of selfish interest and the personal interest of themselves, that is why you see them jumping up. Let me give you a reason. Some people, like I can give you an example, when my able minister, former minister, defected, he was a governor, but there was a lot of intimidation in that party. He was moving as if somebody who don't have us, who don't have logo. That is why he was able to defect, and it's why personal for people not to hunt him. I get to me. So for come up now, for most of them who are defecting, let me give you an example. As a case of HA, those of them who are defecting HA, most of them, they are because a little thing they defected. Maybe they were offered a little money. You see that they don't have the HA people in interest. They don't have in HA people in interest. They
focus on their own.
I'm not meant to mention them.
Okay, you're choosing not to mention names. All right, Dakuku, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm asking, do you think, I think you've already established that there's a good part of defecting so that people will not get hurt. So how about, because from the way you're complaining right now, they are defecting for their own personal reasons. Should a law be enacted to stop defections or to control it?
If at all they can to put up that law for me, I can't support that law, to enact the law for people not to defend. Let them leave it. Because if you be there, people are intimidating you a lot. You will not be able to defend. But they should leave that law. But people who are defending should defend for a reason.
Okay.
They're supposed to defend by a reason.
Okay.
Not when somebody keep them a 40 million or 400 million. You see them defending. It's not a good.
All right, thank you very much for calling.
I get my point. So I don't like it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling, Dakuku. All right, so Dakuku says, I will not support a law stopping people from defecting because someone might be in a political party and the person is being bullied and you expect the person to stay there because there is some law. So no, they should be able to, they should freely defect. But people who are defecting, this is more like you should use your conscience, use your church mind, and make sure you're not defecting because of money that will enter your bank account. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Dakuku. All right. So how about you? What good do you think comes out of defecting or defections? Dakuku also mentioned that some people who are also, this is me using my own words now, being bullied or who are not being treated well in a particular political party, they can defect. And it's a good thing that they have that freedom to defect. So that's the good he thinks comes from defections. Robinson from Elelenwo. Hello, Robinson. Robinson, are you
Hello.
There? Good afternoon.
Yeah, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
You're welcome to the show.
Okay. My take on this is this. Putting a law is fantastic to me, but the law should be, if you have a problem in your party and you are defecting to another party, you shouldn't come there to become the governor or to come and take the office where other people that have been in that party and been fighting for that party for a long time. And you will defect from your party A and come to party B, and instantly you now become the flag bearer or something. The law should be like this. If you are having issues in your party, and then you decide because it's your new region and cross-carpet to another party, the law should say you will not contest for any reasonable or any important office for at least to the next election.
You can't come on to
jeopardize other people's chances of getting that position because you are a governor of one party and you have issues, you now cross to another party.
Okay.
So they should have a proper law that will stipulate if you are crossing from party A to party B, you are all right, you're crossed, but you are going to be under probation. You not just come and kick out the other people and then become the flag bearer. Which is not good. I'm saying what they can do if they are bringing such a law, it's a very good law, but it should have
All right, thank you for calling, Robinson. I already got you. So he's saying the limitation or the limits should be that once you get into a new political party, you should be under probation for some period before you get into and before you are able to maybe get the ticket for any high profile position. All right. Eze is calling from Emoa. Hello, Eze. Oh, wow. Eze, please do well to call back. We have Zion from GRA. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, Mr. Zion.
I've also joined my voice that there should be proper laws to be enacted that should restrict or restrain certain defections. I think the ones we have are not solid enough to lock any of these ones who wants to defect. You know, like on the grounds of where there is an acrimony in the party, one can defect. You know, that word of as a crisis does not really define to calibrate the kind of crisis that should make you to move. If you come to my party today and you want to contest, I said, no, wait. It is wrong. Allow those who are bad to also benefit. You can become aggrieved and you now try, there is a crisis I am leaving. I think we should define that word, the kind of crisis, before the defect. Because this manner of defection, to a large extent, most of them is being calibrated out of poverty and relevance. They want a cross carpet at every given opportunity. To me, I look at it that it's because they are jobless people. If the kind of set of people that have their private business, as they are leaving the party or they want to defect, they will focus on their business or they focus on their job for that period before they think of where they want to go to. But when you look at this, they just defected 24 hours ago. In the next 72 hours, they're already another political party. They want to gain ground. And
okay.
It becomes so childish. So we should have a law. A law should be passed. So that you don't defect and make political involvement like a kid's play, a child's play.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. Hello, Ken. Ken is calling from Ajib.
Hello.
Hi, Ken.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, quickly, let me just make my point clear. Defecting is not a bad idea, especially when the reason for which you join a particular political party is no longer met, like things you saw before you joined that party.
Yeah.
They are no longer there. By the way, who are these people even making the rules with political parties? Are they not these Nigerians that we have known over the time, that we have IDD'd and seen that these people are people of some stable characters? Some of them even have cases in court and they are defecting. You understand? So, it's here and there, but mostly, I think that there should not be a law to hold down people who want to defect. For instance, you working in a radio station now. You find out that the reason why you're working in that radio station, there is no longer doing those things you want. You will move. I've seen people move from CNN to Al Jazeera. It's like that. Yes, that's if you say you want to put a law, how do you now, you want to now cage somebody what the person does not believe in? That would be
that's why I was asking for the limits. That is, if we are to give a law, if a law should be enacted, what should the law look like? What areas, what should the law cover?
Maybe 3 years or 5 years or one political season, or let's say like 4 years. You understand? So you can't defect within these 4 years.
Okay.
You understand? So that by the time elections will be over, you understand, before you want to think of defection. That way you can probably defect in a way, but like completely, if you want to say people cannot defect, it that's not nice.
Mm. Okay. All right, Ken. Thank you very much for calling. Let me see what we have on Facebook. Owuojo Injustice says, political prostitution can't be stopped because people have chosen politics as an occupation. When they're hungry, wherever they see food, they run to the place. No integrity, no shame. Then Caleb Abinoye says, those that jump from one party to another are hungry politicians. They're not there for the people's interest, but their selfish interest. All right. And then on WhatsApp, who's there on WhatsApp? Good afternoon, Constance. Nigerian politicians lack political ideology. That's the major reasons why they keep defecting from one party to another. I'm Chi Divine. Eze is calling from Emoa. I don't know what just keeps happening, Eze. Whenever I pick your call, that's it. Please call back. Court is calling from Chuba. Hello, Court.
Hello. Good day.
Good day. Is your name Court?
Yes. In as much as we have a conversation, we give us right to be in this church today and tomorrow be in another church. I believe there's nothing wrong about it. In democracy, that's a beauty of democracy. If I see that this church preach righteousness, global church preach prosperity, it is my right to choose where I will be at that point in time. So it's a right of the people who cannot go and imprison on their right.
Mm.
Thank you. That's what I think.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling, Court. Let's see here. Political defection in Nigeria. Let me see. What am I looking at? Issues and legal implications by Unini Shoma. I'm seeing two names by Oyetola Muiwa. Okay, Mr. Zion sends this. It's a commentary. Oh, he says, political defection seems to have become a recurring feature in Nigerian politics. It is a custom that predates our independence as a country. As far back as 1951, members of the pre-independence political parties defected to rival political parties in a bid to secure their interests. While it is true that politicians have the fundamental rights to freedom of association, it is still pertinent to note that certain rights come with limitations. All right, thank you, Mr. Zion, for that one. Emmanuel, Major Emmanuel MOD says there should be defection fee of 100 million to minimize this issue of frequent defections, as some politicians defect for protection after they are out of office. Ah, okay. So back to the question I'm asking, what good comes out of defection when politicians move from one party to another? What is the good that comes out of it? So some people have actually rightly mentioned that, yeah, someone might be in a political party and the ideology that he thought he saw they had, by the time he's in there, and it's no longer being upheld. You can move to another political party that has the same or shares the same ideology as you, right? Or if you are in a political party and you see that things are not going well, probably they're not being straightforward, right? And they're bullying people in the political party, and you need your freedom. You want to be able to meet the needs of the people as a politician. But this political party, they seem to find a way to strangle any move that looks as if it's going to help the people. You can leave that place and go to another political party. So should a law be made to discourage defections? What limits should this law set? Hi, Walter. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Walter. Welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, good day, my sister.
Good day.
You see, there is no law, as far as I'm concerned, there is no law that the federal government would enact to stop a defection. You know, don't forget that we have political hallows. Maybe one reason or that, my sister is here. For instance, I'm with you in a party, and all of us registered one day and one year, and every time position comes, it goes to one person. then I'll be there. People are there. All of us at the same party will enter at the same time. Then I'll be watching. When any position comes, you go to that person. That's one of the reasons why you see people defect to another party. Because they cannot remain. See one person occupy one position from year 1 year to another, from year 1 year to another. The team does not rotate within the politicians and the party. These are one of the major problems why you see people defect. Talking about money issue. These are the reasons. And don't forget that the politician will, party will have interest.
Mm.
It is where you have interest. It's where you belong to. Thank you, my sister.
All right. Thank you for calling, Walter. Ida from Nkoro.
Oh, mega money. If the church cannot change you, change your church. My sister, it cannot be in one place. Then you're not seeing anything. Then you see, they should not put any law. So who will be defending? Because one political party, when something comes, one political party will be having that thing. Does not get to me. Then when I defend another party, he said, oh, now, welcome me, take care of me.
This is someone as a full of fresh.
If you look there now, so defection is better. They should not put any law. They should start defending from today. Thank you very much, Ida from Nkoro.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, Ida. All right. Looking at the messages on Facebook again, Sunday Kundayo David said, socioeconomic rights and accountability project SERAP is suing. What is happening here? Sunday, that's your SERAP story, has nothing to do with what we're discussing. Thank you, though. Ricky Brown says, good afternoon, Constance. Defection is not a bad thing, but I think there should be law, maybe 4 to 5 years to defect if you join any party. But that way, you can minimize this hunger called defection in Nigeria. All right. David Isinye says, enacting a law for against defection is like violating the human rights to liberty, choice, and its modus operandi of its immediate surroundings in terms of emergency. Okay. And he... Okay, you sent the same message twice. All right, thank you very much. Then, I also would want someone to tell me if they've had to move from, not necessarily a political party, it could be a, like I said, a cause that you believed in. Maybe a group that you believed in. And you were there for a very long time. And for whatever reason, you just had to say, I'm leaving. Not because... it's time for you to retire from that group. But because things were no longer going the way you expected, why did you leave? All right, I would like to hear maybe just one or two stories in that regard. Okay? And then on Twitter now, Luda Concept says, nothing rather based on personal interest. Okay, so we're asking what good comes out of defections. And he says, nothing. Rather, based on personal interest. All right, thank you very much for that one. And then back to the WhatsApp messages. Good afternoon, presenter. Defections is not too bad when it is not engineered by greed. Number one, it allows for democratic ideology. Number two, it strengthens government processes. But elected officers should not be allowed to defect until they are out of office. Out of such office. Oh, from Nidom Desire. Okay, I think I understand this one. So if you were elected governor on the platform of the PDP, you cannot defect while you are still governor to the APC or to the Labour Party or to SDP or to any other political party once you are still in office as governor. So you can only defect after you have left office. Yeah, because I remember that has been one of the contentions in recent times. The most recent being Governor Dave Umahi and his deputy. Some people suing him or suing them for defecting to the APC while they were actually elected on the platform of the PDP. Anyway, that court case has already been tackled. All right. The judgment states that there is nowhere in the Constitution that they cannot defect to another political party. Those are the issues, right? Good day, presenter. Nigerian politicians are like footballers that move from one team to another. I must commend Governor Wike, who has stuck to one party all the days of his life. I'm great Sylvester. Okay, great Sylvester. Thank you. Good morning, Constance. Some defections aren't bad, like Senator Abe and his supporters who left APC to SDP wasn't a bad one. Reasons? He said they were deprived of their rights and privileges. Hence, staying in such a place was a waste of useful political time. Enacting a law prohibiting defection in political parties will contradict what our constitution and said about freedom of association of our citizens. All right, Comrade Brongi Dennis. Okay, we have commercials coming right up. And remember, we also have trending stories. I'll see if I can read your messages after this commercials. Yes, I can. Just stay tuned.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
All right. 2 minutes now before the top of the hour, 1 p.m., when we will bring you trending stories. All right, so we're still discussing defections amongst Nigerian politicians, all right? And then I'm asking you to tell me, what is the good that comes out of defections? And then, should a law be enacted to perhaps control the way, the manner in which our politicians defect? Now, if a law should be enacted to maybe discourage defections, what limits should this law set? And I've also asked you to share with me if you've had to leave a cause that you once believed in, and I want you to tell me what happened. All right, so just one message I see here on WhatsApp before I go for that news break. Comrade Dom Wokike says, good afternoon, my ardent presenter. Political apocalyptic movements. Cross-cutting is due to lack of political ideologies, which has been replaced by political interest. My suggestion to curtail political apocalypse is by setting up a political bond for office political holders who are elected by a particular political party. However, setting a standard law should be discouraged because of politics oppression by godfathers. So surely, if in a group you are a member and you see that your personality, integrity and life is not more secure, you can leave such a group. All right, thank you very much.